Sechet bo bebasar perik dalet mishna alef. Hameicher is abayis lo machar hayitzia ba'af al pishi tucha letocha. Somebody who sells a house to his friend. Not included in the sale is the yitzia. A yitzia is a room that is built outside the walls of the house. Even if this room opens up to the house, it is not included in the sale of the house unless the owner specifies that he is including it. Otherwise, it remains the property of the original owner. The yitzia that we are talking about over here is at least 4 amos by 4 amos. Since it's 4 by 4, it has its own significance. It's not included in the house, but if it's smaller than that, then it's not considered significant, and therefore it's included in the sale of the house. Below is a cheder shelefnim mimenu. Also not included in the sale is a room that is built on the far side of the house that opens up to the interior of the house that is used as a storage room. It's considered a significant room that is not included in the house, and unless the owner specifies, it would remain the property of the original owner. Also not included in the sale is the usage of the roof. If the roof has a fence around it that's at least 10 tefachim high, 10 handbreadths high, then the usage of the roof is considered significant and is not included as part of the house, and the original owner would be allowed to continue using the roof. But if the house has more than one floor, then the second floor would be considered part of the house and would be included in the sale of the house. Only the usage of the roof is considered something separate from the house. Rabbi Huda Omer, Im yesh lo turas pesach, af al pi she'eino gavoa asar tefachim, eino machon. Rabbi Huda said, if there's a doorway that leads up from the house to the roof, then even if the roof does not have a fence that is 10 tefachim high around it, still, the roof is considered something separate from the house and is not included in the sale. And the Sachas Bava Basra Perik Dalet Mishnah Beis Lo Es Abor V'Lo Es Ados Apo Pisha Kasav Lo Umko Barayim. Somebody who sells a house to his friend, and inside the house is a well. Whether the well is dug into the ground, this is called a bor. Or whether the well is not dug into the ground, instead, there are stones sticking up from the ground, and inside the stones, water is stored. This is called a dus. In either case, when he sells the house, the bor dus is not included in the sale of the house, as the bor dus is considered something separate from the house. Now, even if he wrote into the sale contract that included in the house is umka uroma, the depth of the house and the height of the house, even so, the bor dus is not included, as it is considered something separate from the house and remains the property of the original owner. But Sarach Likach Lo Derech Dibrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that even though the bor dus remains the property of the original owner, he must buy the right to enter the house to use the bor dus. And since he sold the house, he can't just enter the house without permission. As Rabbi Akiva holds Moicher Ba'ayin Yafa Moicher. When somebody sells something to his friend, he sells it completely without leaving anything for himself. So since he sold the house, even though he left the bor for himself, not included in the fact that he left the bor is the right to enter the house to use the bor, so therefore he must buy the right to enter the house. The Chachamim hold that he doesn't have to buy the right to enter the house to use the bor or dus. As the Chachamim hold, Meicher Ba'ayin Ram Meicher. When somebody sells something, he doesn't sell it completely. So since in this case he left over the bor dus for himself, he had in mind also to leave over the right to enter the house to use the bor dus, so therefore he could enter the house to use it without paying additional money. Omoda Rabbi Akiva, Bizmancha Amar Lo Chut Me'elu, She'en Otzorach Likach Lo Derech. Rabbi Akiva does admit that if written into the sale contract is that the bor dus is not included in the sale of the house, in such a case, the owner of the house would not have to buy the right to enter the house to use the bor or dus. The reason being, as since even had he not written into the contract, chutz me bor or dus, the bor dus anyway is not included as part of the house. So that which he wrote into the contract, it must be that what he is trying to say is that he is leaving for himself the right to enter the house to use the bor or dus, so he does not have to pay additional money to buy a derech to get to the bor or dus. Makron la'acher, Rabbi Kiva Omer, eno tzorach likach lo derech. V'chachamim Omerim tzorach likach lo derech. If somebody sells just the bor or dus, he doesn't sell the house, he sells only the well inside the house. Rabbi Kiva said the buyer of the well does not have to buy the right to enter the house to use the well. As we have said, Rabbi Kiva holds meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher. If somebody sells something, he sells it completely. So therefore, when he sells the well, included in that is the right for the buyer to enter the house to use the well. So he does not have to pay additional money to have the right to enter. But Chachamim Amrim Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. The Chachamim hold in this case, the Lokeach would have to pay additional money to buy the right to enter the house to use his bor or dus. As we have said, the Chachamim hold Meicher Bayin Ram Meicher. When somebody sells something, he does not sell it completely. So therefore, even though he sold the bor or dus, not included in that is the right to enter the house to use the bor or dus.